what is specified in a rather different way from most programming languages. The core measure of Java compatibility is not whether it meets the specification, it's whether it passes the technical compatibility kit. If the specification and the technical compatibility kit are at variance, then the official rules say that in order to call your implementation Java, then it has to pass the technical compatibility kit. It doesn't say anything about meeting the specification. So why do we want to bother with this kit? Well, to fix bugs, obviously, to be able to use the Java trademark. It's very hard to know if you've correctly implemented the specification. In some cases, the specification of Java can be a little bit difficult to understand. JSR 166, what it actually does doesn't really matter, but I implemented this in GCJ, and it turned out that something I'd missed was that interrupting the thread implicitly awakens a thread after it's been punished. And it was only possible for them to discover that there was something wrong with GCJ implementation, because in the particular case of JSR 166, the compatibility kit was public. And if I hadn't had access to that compatibility kit, GCJ would obviously have bug. Another example was Eclipse running on GCJ display help in the web browser, and after 3 days of debugging bugs, I did 3 days of debugging, it finally came down to a mistake within the Java doc, the actual specification. And the specification looked like this. We did skip through it because the specification was actually correct, but the problem was the specification was written in a way that made it very, very difficult to follow. And, interestingly, only ClassPath had this bug because everybody else has got access to the TCK. So, presumably, they all wrote it wrong the first time around, so it was really in ClassPath, and presumably, they then ran the TCK and discovered that they'd actually got this bug. Gloriously, this is the example that I came up with at the FOSDEM conference about why the Java specification is so terrible. And I got a little email a couple of weeks ago saying that they've now rewrite the specification and they've rewritten it simply because I talked about it last Thursday. So, implementations with TTK access are much better than those that aren't. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you meet the specification, it just means that it agrees with the TTK. But this is still a better situation than C for compatibility, which doesn't have any reference. It doesn't have an official TCK. I mean, C, there's quite a lot of people who have written C validation scripts. But that's not quite the same thing as the TCK. So Java compatibility is very different from compatibility of other languages. So the TCK is effectively more important than the specification. Now, what usually happens if you find a variance between the TCK and the specification is that people then appeal to some. They then go into some dark room somewhere and they argue about it for a while. And they will either change the TCK or change the specification. This business about having JSRs closed, I don't want to go on about it left, I've already done so. But it does mean that because some of these specifications are under non-disclosure agreements, you can't test them in real-world applications before you use them. I have to stress just how important this is. Any programming language feature, no matter what it is, must be tried in real-world applications before it's standardized. It is just completely wrong to do it the other way about. To finalize it, to cast it in stone, then you shove it out in the real world, and only then do you start to discover there's perhaps something wrong with it. So because the TCK is confidential, we can't give test cases to somebody else to see if they can reproduce the problem. And we can't put it in to Fedora. It's okay, we can still run the TCK, we can do it internally within Red Hat. We would love though to be able to push it out there and include it in the packages that we build. I've already talked about just how hard it is to run the TCK. it's worth realising that smaller distributions, smaller than, basically that means everybody smaller than Red Hats and Debian, are simply not going to have enough people to be able to run the TCK on their own. So we're going to have to help them. We in Red Hat, I think, are the only people in the whole community at the moment who are actively running the TCK. So what we're going to do for any of the smaller Linux distributions that actually want to run the TCK, I use TCK and JCK kind of interchangeably. It's the Java platform technical compatibility kit, sometimes called JCK. The other distributions, we're going to help them out. We are going to push our TCK configurations out there so that people won't have to spend months figuring out how to do it. And in fact, by using our configuration, it's possible to set up a TCK run in a couple of days, rather than a couple of months, which is how long it took us to begin with. It's still lots of work. Anybody who wants to do it is going to have a work cut out. Perhaps worth explaining why the distributions are going to want to run the TCK. The TCK always certifies a binary distribution of Java. It doesn't certify a source code package. So every time you rebuild the sources, even if you just rebuild from exactly the same source code, you have to run the certification test itself. And there's a lot of these tests that require someone to sit down there and say, it's astonishingly mind-numbing. It comes up and says, is this button green? Yes, no. Yes. Is this button blue? Yes, no. Yes. And some poor soul really does have to do this. But it can't be anybody who's actually an idiot, because you do really have to pay attention. So you need somebody who's reasonably bright and you can persuade to spend hours and hours at a stretch doing mindless, repetitious tasks.
And you pay some people to do this.
And you've got application forms with you.
Because I'll bring my laptop as well.
There's certainly a possibility. Certainly a possibility there. The other thing we're not clear about is whether a certification that has to be done once on a single computer or as a single process, it's possible that it actually does. So all of the tests, including all of the interactive ones, have to be done at the same time on the same box. So it's not at all clear to me that we can even do the obvious thing and distribute all of the interactive tests around, which is, you know, whatever you like to. We're talking to some environment testing if we can do that, because clearly having to do all of these tests on a single box at the same time is very wearing. That's not quite true. I'm not going to tell you. We're doing very well. We are hoping at some point in the near future to be able to announce that we've passed all of these tests, and then OpenJDK on Fedora is officially going to be Java and Java compatible. I have to thank here Keith Sykes, who did most of this extraordinary work for months, getting all of this stuff to work and sitting there saying yes, no, blue, green, pink, purple, and so on. But you know, that's it. I told you it was quick.
So who is in charge of TCK? I mean, who wrote this?
It's written, the way it works, Java standardization process is entirely done using JSRs, Java Specification Request, or whatever it is, JSRs. When you write one of these, you write your specification language, carefully describing what you want this thing to do. You also write a sample implementation, and you also write a TCK.
Oh, okay, so it actually depends on which task group, who is involved, they to...
Exactly. The author of the change request is responsible for both the implementation and the TCK, and all three of these progress together.
Okay. So does that mean that, does it mean every time you implement new JSR coming out, basically you have got to get your binary reset with that JSR?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, clearly, every time you recompile, you've got to get it recertified. Yeah. don't know how many people actually do this.
So so basically nothing on Gentoo will ever be called.
I don't think so. No.
Well, it could if you also emerged TCK and sat there for an hour and a half doing it.
Yeah. But clearly we can't do that because the TCK itself is not free software, so it can't be supplied as part of Gen 2. I don't think it's ever going to work for Gen 2.
But how many people actually care if their stuff is certified or that it just works? And those that care that it's certified will probably have the agreement to get it, can't you?
That is a very interesting question. Java compatibility certification is desperately important for some.
Yes, but how can you use it? Is it
well, yes, I couldn't possibly comment. there are some areas, in particular things like critical service, where you get something like, well, JBoss, for example, is part of Red Hat now. They have a Java Enterprise Edition implementation, which is the big software stack for servers doing things like e-commerce and so on. This is very, very secure to critical. They can only certify their e-commerce solutions if they're running on top of a certified Java. So what will probably happen in practice is that the Red Hat Enterprise Linux offering, which is basically just a much more stable platform than Fedora, will get very carefully certified. Well, nobody will be allowed to touch it. Simply because you touch it, you have to sit there for 10 hours going, yes, no, we agree.